Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here?
Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Nothing to see.
You are listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of spoken word experimental radio produced by David Clark. This episode is entitled Berlin Big Night Out.
Big adventure. Big night out. Big night out.
Big night out. Big night out. Big night out. Big night out. Big night out.
It's just the beginning.
Really crackers.
Wow. It is like we're in the middle of a gymnasium. We could use these bars.
Yeah. It's like workout session now. These bars.
That's what it's for. It's for stretching.
Then we know we change onto another
train. Opening. We're going to an opening at KW. Oh, we're in a queue.
Yeah,
suddenly we're in a queue.
Oh, there is a queue.
Yeah, we got here at like 5:00.
Well, I went through a social media storm today.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Like suddenly, because they did this press release, and there was two articles in art papers. And then they did a story, and I've had like a lot of artists just like... private messaging me about their work.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
you're like, a celeb.
Like people that I had the celebrity moment. That
all right. Suddenly, you have a lot of best friends.
Yeah.
My name's Yasmin. Tonight, I'm guarding a bucket full of smushy, dried cotton. By Hassan Sharif, but generally I'm an art guard.
So what's your relationship to this bucket beyond the professional? Have you bonded with it?
Yeah.
Feel hostility towards it?
Mostly it's just like figuring out, like thinking of what it could, what it looks like. So it could look like, you know, like shredded tofu. Like, you know, like a spongy tofu.
I'm thinking it looks like apples, like the dried apples.
Oh, yeah, dried apples. Or even like noodles.
Noodles?
It looks like papier-mâché.
Papier-mâché, oh, which is right.
Well, so yeah, he works a lot with papier-mâché. But I think it's cotton. Because in this video, he's working with cotton.
Oh, right.
But it could also look like papier-mâché.
And what do people ask you about it?
So far, well, you're the second person.
Okay.
So far, the guess if it's, yeah, just having a laugh, if it's tuna, and how my night's going guarding this bucket.
Because one of the implications is that you are part of the piece.
I mean, it could be a performance. I could pick it up and move it.
Right. But you look like you're more like you're going to do something to somebody who's going to try to do that.
I'll probably help them off the ground if they trip over it.
Yeah. Which they will. I'm sure I would have tripped over it if you weren't standing here.
Yeah.
Well, this seems like a pleasant show to actually have to sit. There's a lot to look at.
There's a lot to look at. There's a lot of ideas to unpick, which I'm looking forward to. Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Berlin.
Gustavo!
Professor Clark.
Hello.
Nice to see you here. Are you recording the...
I am recording you, yes. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of recording.
So I can seize the opportunity to say that when I arrived to see the last part of the musical show, the appearance was like the typical guru, Indian guru, with a lot of Western...
It did look
Western
like that.
...people on LSD.
Yeah, we did get that right.
The duck dance?
La 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 la.
That's the chicken dance.
Chicken dance. Duck dance.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's called duck dance.
It is.
Ballo del qua qua.
Now I don't know if it's, I believe her or not.
The ballo del qua qua actually is Italian.
Oh.
La 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 la. So questo è il ballo del qua qua che ogni papero si sa fare solo qua 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 e qua qua qua. Mamma papera e papà con le ali fan qua qua e una piuma vola già di qua e di là. Le ginocchia piego un po', poi scodin solo così. Batti fatti le tue mani e fai qua qua. And then I don't remember. And then he says, prendi sotto braccio, pam pam pam, la felicità. Basta aver coraggio. All'arrembaggio col qua 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 qua. That's it.
Okay, I believe you. I believe you.
Of power, what was the name of the father? Romina Power is the daughter of this famous actor in the US. I love this
song.
It's kind of fun. It's sort of play on the what came first, the chicken or the egg, right? What came first, the hippie or the acid, right? It would be it's a very interesting historical question because we don't really have an answer to that. You know, you can blame the 1960s counterculture on the introduction of LSD through Ken Kesey and the Merry Pranksters in this like big bus ride that was done from California to New York where they were spreading acid all around back when it was still legal. You can blame it on that, but on the other hand, there was also the pre-existing structures of the beat generation and the
I can tell you the really short version. And the boy who used to live there, she died. And I was working on this art project, and they told me to just take furniture. My friend needed furniture, so we took the shelf into my room. I knew something was strange. And that night, I had this paralysis. And then I woke up, and I felt this female spirit touching me and holding me from behind, spooning me. And it was very sexual. And the next day I asked the building manager and he said that she died. When I took the shelf from her flat, I took her spirit into my flat, so okay. I got rid of it. I was in Helsinki and I was with my ex-boyfriend. We went into this church and we sat in the confession booth. And he sat on the priest side and I looked at him and I saw, not with my eyes, I saw a demon behind him. Like, there's this really dark energy. And I looked at him and I got chills. He looked like the devil to me. And I was like, we need to get out of here. And then we left. And that night I had this paralysis, this demon tried to enter my body and I was paralyzed. So for me, it's always been a spirit thing. Mm. It's weird that it's... Maybe it was...
I went to this kind of like meetup, psychedelic meetup. I think there are a lot of meetups like that.
I didn't know that these meetups even existed.
Me neither. Mm. But there is like a lot of the spontaneous groups like this. The guy who conducted the meetup yesterday, he said he just like, you know, made this kind of event while he was high with the acid, you know? So I don't know really about acid and all just like a psychedelic experiences because I'm not a big fan of it. And also just the fact, you know, that, you know, it doesn't turn me on, you know? It just turn me off, you know? Psychedelic, kind of, come on.
Is it too intense?
No, I mean, just it's like 60s, 260, and you know, it's kind of out of fashion, I guess.
Is it a fashion thing, or are you scared of what you will find? Or?
It's not a fashion thing, but there's a lot of like images, this kind of like the white guys go to India and, you know, to try things out, and you know, this kind of like, it's just kind of out
it's
of
fashion. It's not an appeal.
Yeah, it's not an appeal, and it's just kind of part of these images of psychedelics based on colonization, you know. These Western people go to the tribes in Amazon and, you know, just, you know, find their own self and stuff. Like, come on. In now, like, yeah. 21st century, it just doesn't make sense to me, you know.
Yeah, it's like all those New York people who go down to South Africa and discover that they're actually white bankers.
Something like this. Practice as an artist. So one of the ideas that we had was like, okay, museum is like a full booked anyway, so there's no space and time for us. But what if we bring the program or practices for the after hours when it gets closed, you know? Maybe they can let us do. So that was the one of the idea. And then what can you do in the museum at night? You know, you can sleep.
Yeah, it's something that's quite interesting to me,
yeah,
in terms of as a curator for public programs. Uh-huh. All of my work always happened, so, you know, after hours.
Uh-huh.
I think it's really interesting to kind of think about what can happen at night and to kind of critically engage with those ideas of like cycle of work,
mm-hmm,
leisure, etc. If you think about here in Berlin and the, you know, the electronic music scenes and people who would stay awake for three days
yeah,
in a row, like this kind of constant wakefulness is quite interesting to me in relation to these ideas about productivity and time, like time just doesn't matter, you know, anymore.
Yeah, it seems like we have to be productive in our leisure as well.
Mm.
Like that idea of like staying up all weekend and partying is because we feel like our leisure is also kind of an effective work that we have to do.
Mm.
I think like
and we
this
feel the limitation of our body. So.
That only happens in water, that can't be sort of carried onto land.
Yes. And I guess our understanding of sound is also initially through water.
Mm.
Like maybe there's something about when you're underwater and listening to sound that it takes you back to the moon.
And maybe it's sort of like, you know, going back to that sort of womb sound where things are muffled, maybe we need a sense of muffling in the present to really see things clearly sometimes.
It's interesting that everyone is seeking different ways of having experiences with art.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
It is one of them. And also because it seems to become more and more popular and widespread and easy to use. So almost anyone could get some LSD pretty much. So maybe that is also an influence. But there's also, as you were saying, about the state of consciousness, and there is something related to a feeling in society around reaching a different state of consciousness, which drugs are part of, but I think not only that.
The theatre of Bosra was beautifully preserved because it was filled with earth for so many years. Cold soil pushed into my indentations. Is it worth being preserved if there is no room for your lungs to expand? At what point does the integrity of the building start to fail? The stage was once again silent. Theatre came to Rome rather late. I am pushing myself out from the wings, missing the first beat. At once dancing and hiding in the pockets of black between the spotlights. The audience has not been present for years. Would I rather be worn down and tired, soaked in experience, or beautiful and empty from being too full? We sat solemnly together, myself and myself, two parts. Seats were sized according to status and value. We are all valuable, even with flaws. I must remind myself of this. I'll use language to reclaim things and to carve out room for meeting others. Awakening to the sound of a collective exhale, I am stage subject and I am sitter. A conversation is a circle that can be opened or closed. It's strange how fear can come engulf you in waves before a show. I am archiving myself under rubble and hay, bound in books of past civilizations, swept up in ancient effigies. I am laid bare on slabs of cold stone and embalmed by funeral pyres. I am history. I am breathing for the first time and scaling sacred mountain passes. I am coming into myself. Standing in front of ancient Roman gravestones in Istanbul, I was reminded that love and loss are timeless experiences, crossing divides. We made love in Florence while I cried. The doctor wasn't sure what to do next. To hide the truth forsakes the reasons behind art making. To what extent should you still figure in my poetry? I am riding my own body and am coming up with silence. The myth of Actaeon and Phoenice attributes writing to the female figure. Do my words come from the tears of women past? I am standing deep within my silence, and their pain is bound within the marrow of my bones. The artists provide remedy and respite, and I sink into their prose. Photography is an emotional resource. I build sculptural assemblages to capture light hitting spectrum. Their meanings unfold later. I am pushing myself as hard as I can, moving fast, lacking the proper equipment, turning stills into cinematic motion. Anchoring my body within an endless series of tableau vivant, recording images and words, you must find your form. The sculptures are anchored as printed image on paper. I am self-anchoring and throwing myself under waves simultaneously. I am moving out towards the ether, blanketing myself in as much knowledge as possible. I am seeking constructivist corners and am coming up with curves. The lights dim. My body begins to settle. I am building an archive from listening, an audible library with words already forgotten. One day I will be entombed within the books that I am writing. I'll be packed away in photographic plan drawers, able to exhale heavy in my bones, rolled up and resting on my photographs. Tears cocoon my body and create a shelter. The spotlights turn on and burn my eyes. They are warmer than the fluorescent lights above me. I am a tired ship with deflated sails. I felt uncomfortable and couldn't work out why. I realized that I felt happy and hadn't felt that way in a long time. Moving on without time for reflection, to be full and bursting. I am circling and I am ready. You spoke to me from the belly of the stage, your voice soft. The ancient acoustics carried your words up to my ears as if you were beside me. The trouble only started when you stopped talking. Our narrative was lost within the ballet of the theatre. We will be swept over by time, losing hard surface and turned into sand. Applauding hands sought stillness. There is no hope for new conversation. I want to take a photograph of a leg breaking backwards. Write a sentence and then deconstruct it in as many ways as possible. I am spotlight, subject, and cyclorama. I am fixed and in motion, light hitting spectrum. I am every word and every letter. The sentences fall from my hands. Critical writing, with its citations, quotations, elusiveness, and intertextual resonance, is a field of grief and longing. I am writing you in hopes that you will leave me. I am pushing letters through my body in hopes that it will settle. I am reading as much as I can in an effort to go further. I am needing to repeat pages. I am falling through sentences and am being marked by poetic prose. You seem to have this attachment to the relationship. I was swallowed whole, clinging on. The attachment was consuming my thoughts less and less. It was starting to leave me, but never travelling far. I was full of words of sadness never spoken. Carving through letters and wading through tributaries of tears, in this context, I did not know how to read. Peonies as delicate as crepe paper. I saw them dried in the Turkish desert and sewed them into a frame. Now I can't look at them without thinking of you. when soft substances suddenly crumble to dust. The flowers are fragile in the same way that my body is fragile. A soft petal, accidentally dried by the sun, turned to powder. Will I ever move out of the space of this image? In the ether of the repository, the whole world existed. Silence by way of punctuation. Speech can be controlled through grammar. I am broken thoughts, but I am breathing. The pictures were designed to hold the wall, pushing visible, the mechanics of making provisional. Was the idea of holding up the cloth bore from the subject's directive? I am photographer and I am dramaturg. Applaud my phrases without opinion. I couldn't have melted into the project this much if you still needed me. I swim past archipelagos of words, and my waist is warmed with liquid phrases. Greek balustrades, archways, and mottled light. Did I fall into the stage play, or was I merely swept up, heavy velvet, curtain? I seek to find ease through unsettling myself, a contradiction. Is everything that we ever write just an ode to our future self? I don't want the attachment to keep coming up, so I'll carve out space for reading. The most interesting work comes from a heart that is broken. I am language, full of failure and mispronunciation, lost in translation. I like the way that my hand moves up and down and across the page in curves, leaving stream of ink. I slow down your name when I flourish your letters. I give time to acts of talking. I can inscribe you into symbolic rhythm. Gertrude Stein left out punctuation because she didn't want to control your breathing. I like the way I can fill your lungs with the inclusion of a single comma. I am present and open to discourse, missing sentences, moving from one still image to the next, and attempting to remain there. I am the conversation.
You have been listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental spoken word radio produced by David Clark. This episode was entitled Berlin Big Night Out. It was recorded at the Center for Art and Urbanistics in Berlin, Germany. It featured the voices of Annabelle Lacroix, Anna Barato-Martins, Byung-So Yu, Grace Una Kim, Yasmin Nebenfuhr, Gustava San Roman, Josephine Mead, Alicio Pedro Liti, Nermain Ur, Mohamed Sahala, Betron Arlans, and David Clark. The poetry The Conversation was written and performed by Josephine Mead. Nothing to See Here this week was produced at KH Mezen in Ulvik, Norway. For more episodes of Nothing to See Here, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud.